This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Why do we still have lingering inflation? President Biden took to the pages of the Wall Street Journal to explain and defend his economic record. He claimed that as supply chains continue to unsnarl, company profit margins fall from historically high levels, and rents continue to moderate, inflation should decline further, creating more breathing room for working families. The president appears to believe that rising prices create inflation. Instead, the reverse is true. Dollar depreciation is why prices are rising. Alexander William Salter explains that and evaluates the three parts of the president's explanation. First, the president argues that supply chains are causing inflation. That might have been partially true during the lockdowns and supply chain bottlenecks, but what goes up must come down. Next, the president blames corporate profits. That he focuses on what has come to be known as greedflation is not surprising. Blaming the rich and corporations is a frequent mantra for Democrats during an election year. The author points to research by economics professor Josh Hendrickson that shows reduced profit margins. That is just the opposite of what the president argues. What about the president's comment about rents? Rent is an important part of consumer spending, but from 2020 to 2022, rent rarely rose faster than inflation. You would expect it to be rising faster if it was pulling inflation up. These three issues are not the major factor for inflation. The increased money supply is the reason. Both the monetary base and the money supply rose dramatically in the last few years. Also, the government ran massive deficit during those years, and that's why we still have inflation today. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.